few years ago, an old TV format got resurrected and came back big time. It was the old quiz show. The program that first captured the attention of millions of viewers was about winning millions of dollars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Some Joe or Joan ordinary person was asked a series of multiple choice questions that got increasingly harder and were worth increasingly more. Now, if you needed help on a couple, you could call some person you've designated as your lifeline. You could even listen to the opinions of the studio audience. But eventually, the spotlight was just on you, the contestant, and the host who was pressing the question. And when you finally gave your answer, the host asked that tension-building, unnerving question, "Is that your final answer?" I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about your final answer. That may be the very question God is asking you about what you're doing with Jesus Christ. Is that your final answer? Someday, and no one knows when, you will have given your final answer about Jesus, and there will be no more chances. If your answer is right, God has promised you eternal life in heaven. If your answer is wrong, you'll have to pay forever for your sins in a place that God calls hell. Sins that Jesus already paid for on the cross so you wouldn't have to. But you must grab God's rescuer in total trust or you won't be saved. In Isaiah 55:6, our word for today from the Word of God, the Lord gives a loving invitation and also a sobering warning. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Implication, you won't always be able to find him. You won't always find him there when you call. Someday, and you won't know it that it's that day, you will give what turns out to be your final answer as to whether or not you're going to give yourself to Jesus. And when you stand before God, there will be no lifelines to reach for. You're not just deciding about Jesus. You're, in fact, deciding about where you will spend all eternity. That's not my idea. It's what God himself says in places like John 3:36 in the Bible. Whoever believes in the Son, that's Jesus, has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. Now you have to reach for him while he may be found and while he is near, and that may be right now. You can feel a tug of Jesus in your heart again. You know you've never really committed yourself to him. You know you need to, and someday you plan to. But you don't come to Jesus when you're ready. You come when he's ready. Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father draws him." If he's drawing you now, he's ready. Now is when you'd better come. There's no guarantee how many times he will come this close again. Tragically, so many people have slipped into eternity having given a deadly final answer to Jesus, an answer like no, or I'll take my chances, or I hope I'm good enough, or later. All wrong. All deadly. Forever. But today, he's still near. He can still be found. And if you've never really trusted Jesus to be your personal rescuer from the penalty of your personal sins, don't wait another day to answer yes to him. If you want him in your heart, tell him, "Jesus, I believe that when you died on that cross, it was my sins you were paying for. I believe you are not on that cross anymore. You are alive and waiting to come into my life at my invitation. I turn from running my own life. Beginning today, Jesus, I am yours, all yours." If you want to be sure you belong to him, our website has been a help, I think, to a lot of people when they got to that point. If you're there today, would you go to yoursforlife.net? That's yoursforlife.net. I think it'll help you know that you've begun your relationship with Jesus Christ. One day your answer to Jesus will be your final answer. Be sure that you've said, "Yes, Jesus, I'm yours."
A Word With You is a presentation of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.